T-Mobile. Off to the day. W2T.
Oh, well, I'm headed back to the house. Had a tennis tournament this morning and at 8:30, and I hung around for a little while, and of course it's still going on, but my part's done, and so I'm going to head back to the house and change clothes and go help my youngest daughter put a cabinet together.
That's good. And well, how'd you do with your how'd you do in your match?
We played doubles, and me and Ken Kirby, and let's just say the guys on the other side of the net were better than we were.
That happens sometimes, and that happens sometimes. So anyway, well, good to hear you at least got out there and got to get your exercise today. How's the knee doing?
Good. I've got a compression thing on it, and I'm having to wear compression sleeves on my legs, the lower part of my legs, because my veins are starting to pop out, and so it's just like one thing after another. I tell you, it really sucks getting old.
Getting old is not for sissies.
And I was playing tennis 6-7 times a week, and I'm going to have to cut that in half. And that's what's really aggravating my knee. I'm just playing too much. So since I've cut back, it's calmed back down.
Well, be careful out there. You don't want to hurt yourself or having fun or being whatever happens. So just be careful out there. You take it easy on the way home, and we'll catch up to you later. KB4CBA, W2T.
Thank you, yourself, and have a good day. Looks like a beautiful day out here. 65 degrees right now. Anyway, good talk to you, Rusty, and 73 is W2T, KB4CBA Mobile.
Hello, Rusty. W2T sign, KB4CBA. Good morning, Dave. I got the answer to your problem. Here's your tip of the day from Tom. Just watch those TV commercials and buy all them vitamins that they say will heal you instantly, and you won't have any more problems.
Of course, I was as smart as you.
That would be a regression.
Pretty smart. You're a pretty smart fella. You've lived a lot longer than I have, and so you should be a lot smarter than me.
You can give old knees a rest. He's pushed them too hard. KI4LCI Mobile.
KO4NUE Mobile.
Boy, Dave, I don't know about this neighborhood. Andy and Chad. Well, Chad, you're the newbie there. I guess Andy was. So I'll pass it over to Dave, and he can send it to Andy and then to Chad. Send your OTR.
Andy, I'm going into a noisy spot here.
Over there talking about your knees, you know, you can only do that so much, so long a time. And it's time to give it a break. From now, go ahead, Chad. KI4LCI Mobile.
IKO4NUE, not sure if I'm making it into the repeater. I'm in Easley, not a good spot, but just we'll drop by. Hello to everybody.
Went Chad there for up to the very last couple of seconds. You got a little popping and crackling, but good to hear you this morning. Oh, are you going to make it tonight to the Oktoberfest or not. If so, I'll look for you, and if not, I'll disregard you.
Disregard. It's our anniversary, wedding anniversary. So we're headed up to the Liberty, and have a cookout and whatnot. You know, celebrate our wedding anniversary. But just want to drop by, like I said, and say hello.
Well, congratulations to you and Anna. And is this your first anniversary? We've had 54, so I know it's at least your first one. You're going to have to start calling them numbers dyslexic like I do. Well, congratulations. That's wonderful, Chad. You got a great wife. Go ahead, David.
Congratulations there, Chad. And let's see, we're coming up on our 43rd next month. And anyway, oh, I can't turn there. That's a dead-end street. Well, isn't that dandy? Oh, I tell you, I missed my turn here. I got to get some gas. It says 5 miles till empty.
Situation. A week from now, the third Saturday in October is going to be the Ham Fest, Anderson Ham Fest, down at Darwin Light Park. Just putting that out for general information purposes.
I'm just listening.
Lucky last night, and I got one end of the 160-meter vertical over that big tree down in the middle of the pasture there, we'll call it, next to the isolation transformer. And Bernice is up there cooking for Oktoberfest, but I asked her if she would come out long enough to help me measure my wire. I got the other one that broke laid out. But I just don't have the oomph to get over those trees there by the tin barn. You know which ones I'm talking about, where we lost your projectile. So whenever you get time in the next week or something, give me a holler and come over and shoot that over, or I'll come get your shooter and I'll shoot it over. I'm in no hurry. But it's getting that time of year, Chad.
Don't go ahead and carry on. I got to get back out for now. KI4LCI Mobile.
73, Andy. So, yeah, I'll swing by there this week and see if we can get it up. Also, want to let you know I got my three-phase motor straightened out. I don't think it was, well, I guess it was my fault for not paying attention, but a previous electrician had been in it and put those little stickers on it, wire stickers, you know, 1, 3, 7, whatever, and they did not correspond with the wire numbers. The wire numbers have got ink stamps on them of what the actual wire number is. So that, once I got that figured out, then it did fell right into place.
Outstanding. I hope I helped you out on that. What that is in the shape of a Y. If you look at the windings, they're just a set of coils, Chad. And when you're in 480, they're in series. And when you're in 240, they're actually 1 and 7, 2 and 8, 3 and 9 is paralleling those windings, and then you jump 4, 5, and 6 and put a line to 1 and 7, 2 and 8, 3 and 9. So easy to remember, and if there's any questions you got, the only stupid question is one that goes unasked.
Yeah, I got it. It took me a little bit to figure it out, but I did get it going, so I'm tickled to death.
Well, that's a rotten deal. Somebody misnumbering those. I might not have noticed that either. Go ahead, Dave. destinated or something, Chad. That would be confusing, I can tell you for sure. But memorize those numbers, 6 apart on 240 three-phase, 3 apart on 480 three-phase, and you'll never go wrong.
KO4NUE. Right now, it's I bypassed the control box. I'm assuming that's magnetic starter on there, or soft starter, one of the two. So I'm going to try to find the right heater for it and drop it down to 240 if I can, because right now it's a hard start, you know. But this thing's got some age on it. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to find one.
TRKO4NUE. Chad, the heater won't make any difference. If you ever measure one of those, you'd have to have a very precise, you do have a very precise fluke meter. They'll be in tenths of an ohm. So it's really negligible there as to the heater. As to the protection for the motor, yes, you need to have the right one for that much amperage, because it'll be twice what your 480 amperage is. And, I used to know a rule of thumb for that. So many amps per horsepower on 480. I think it was one. At any rate, I can come up there and look at that at any time. I've not messed with the soft starters very, very extremely little. But that's the way to go if you got one. But if it's mag starter, no problem at all. I've dealt with thousands of those. But the soft starts were just coming into being when I retired. And they're really nice. They really are.
UE and N0TR and KO4RYP. So I'm pretty sure it's magnetic. I just kind of struggling a little bit with where to put my lines or if I need to change anything for 240.
Chad, how many horsepower is that motor? You know the amperage on it without me figuring it in my head?
I don't, but I can figure it volts times, volts times amps equals watts. I'm not looking for watts. No, I'll have to, not while I'm driving, Tom.
Won't work on that, but, because you're running three phase, it's much more efficient. But, I used to figure single phase 746 watts to the horsepower, but that screws with your mind on three phase because it's 1.732 times as efficient. But nonetheless, did you say it was 3 horsepower?
Yes, sir, 3.
Well, your line to it can be very small wire, then. You need to know the amperage before I'd even say what I think. And I could look it up. But you can probably run a 14 wire to that very easily. And just run it to L1, L2, and L3. And run your motor off of T1, T2, and T3, Chad. No problem. You want to look and see what the voltage is on the coil of that starter. If it's 240, you're good to go.
I'll look when I get back to the house, but just want to let you know I did get it up and running, and now I can get back to working on the tower because I kind of needed that to make some bends.
Well, I looked at that video there yesterday again, and there's a lot of rust there. You be careful and make sure, and I know you will, as everything you build is like a tank. Shoot. That's great, and I'd like to come up there one day next week or something. Check it out and see what. And but I'm free most any day other than doctor's appointments, Chad, to come up there if you give me a buzz.
I'll give you a holler next week, and we'll arrange a meeting. But how's Miss Bernice this morning?
She's cooking apple strudel right now. She made petitza last night. I think the petitza is a little dry compared to what she usually does, and they're usually excellent. It's a nut roll. But like she said, she got all kinds of other things, cheesecake and cookies and yada, 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 that she's going to take down there. So I just went up and unloaded the dishwasher and swept up a little bit and stand out of her hair. She's like all you farmers, she's go, go, go. You know how that is.
Cell phones.
Go ahead, Chan.
Yeah, roger that. So, I guess next is I got behind on the machine shop a little bit, so went ahead and serviced all the machines yesterday. It took me about a day and a half to get them all serviced and get them cleaned up. And, you know, that old Bridgeport, it's got oil ports all over it, you know. It's old machines made right after World War II, but I tell you what, it is dependable and it's pretty accurate for its age. It's never let me down. That's my favorite machine in the shop.
She used to argue back and forth which machine could recreate itself, and it was either a Bridgeport or a lathe, and I don't know how that come out. But that's one of the nicest tools in the world.
Years ago, I guess it's been 10, 12, 15 years ago, we scraped and scrounged, and me and Anna did. And the guy delivered it out to the farm. And Anna said, "What does that do?" And I said, "Well, it takes round parts and makes them square." She said, "Oh, okay." So about, I don't know, a year or two later, we come up with some more money and bought a lathe. And she said, "Well, what does that do?" And I said, "Well, it makes square parts round." And she said, "So you got one machine that makes round parts square and one machine that makes square parts round. Why don't you just buy the material already round and square? You won't have to worry about it."
See, these women are smart. They're smart, Chad. Shoot, smarter than us. Yeah, that's an awesome machine. I had to adapt motorized, you know, on your horizontal axis. Way back many years ago, bought a controller. It was a little SCR drive, and you could, I don't know if we took the handle, I think we took the handles off, and we adapted the motor to where the handle was, and then you had a potentiometer there, and you could vary the speeds of it on, I think, two axes. And it was really nice. I can't imagine what the newer ones would look like now. But, man, you put a windmill in there, you can do a lot.
NUE with N0TR, yeah. So the gear machine, or the horizontal, it took, oh my gosh, I just can't describe. It chips everywhere. I mean, it just every little bitty nook and cranny, there's some kind of chip from, you know, you think you get it all, and then you turn your back and turn around, and there's another pile. So it took me a day and a half, but I got everything oiled up, cleaned up, and, you know, ready for the next job, I guess. But, you know, you get in a hurry with things sometimes, and you do something back to back to back, and things get dirty pretty quick, and next thing you know, you just got a, you know, big catastrophe on your hands.
A lot of, I think it was Vactra 2 and Vactra 4 on that, and just between me and you, that Vactra 2 also worked in our chainsaws real well. It was a lot cheaper.
Right. Well, I got a bucket of oil up here at the shop I need you to sample. Just tell me what it is.
Your two fingers, your trigger finger and your thumb, and you dip them down in the oil, and you pull them apart. If you see something like a spider web, well, it's got Paratac in it, and it's used on the ways, Chad. I got to fire up my rig here. I got a tip on the phone just now about a station I need on 10 meters.
23's Tom. I'll talk at you later. Give it a good shot. We're getting ready to destinate. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This is KO4NUE, KO4RYP. We're clear with you, Tom, 73.
You too, Chad, 73. And I'll talk to you down the line. And congratulations again. I'll tell Bernice about that. KO4NUE and Gerald TR, clear.
See.
Go ahead, Jerry. KO4NUE, KO4RYP.
Just want to say good morning, Chad. I heard you in time on a bit earlier. I got to jump out here in just a second. And hope you guys all have a good day. Like I said, just want to say hello and maybe catch you a little bit later on. Got to run out here in a minute and go get us a little bite to eat.
Sorry, Jerry. Have a good one. We're clear.
Hey. Rusty sent me a text about a station on Indonesia on 10 meters, and I heard yesterday late, I was just a little bit late to get in on the net last night, and they were signing off and giving their net report. I heard some guy say there was I think it might have been Richard saying that there'd been an opening on 10 meters the day before, but I didn't catch it. Well, I went over there just now. I was getting ready to head outside, and no joy. I don't hear it on that frequency that Rusty gave me. He sends your OTR.
Just about 5 minutes, but again, just wanted to say hello this morning. Catch you guys. Excuse me, a little bit later on, I hope. KO4NUE in the group, N4DJC, clear.
Okay, Jerry, have a great day. N4DJC and 0TR 73, and I'm clear.